Is it over? Is it dead? Is this all one big government conspiracy? Okay, Alex didn't say that, but Alex, tell me about your problem here that you're upset. You had to dedicate a whole segment to talking about this and didn't put it in the garbage yet.
Yes, so let's talk about the big announcement that happened last night between Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan Tatum. So they called it quits. They put a statement out on Twitter. I'm going to read you what they said. So they said, "Hey world, so we have something that we would like to share. First off, it feels odd that we have to share this kind of thing with everyone, but it's a consequence of the lives we've chosen to lead, which we also happen to be deeply grateful for. We're living in an incredible moment in time, but it's also a time where truth can easily get distorted into alternative facts. So we want to share the truth so that you know that if you didn't read it here, then it's most certainly fiction." They continued, "We have lovingly chosen to separate as a couple. We fell deeply in love so many years ago and have had a magical journey together. Here's something I want you to remember in this statement. Absolutely nothing has changed about how much we love one another, but love is a beautiful adventure that is taking us on different paths for now. There are no secrets nor salacious events at the root of our decision, just two best friends realizing it's time to take some space and help each other live the most joyous, fulfilled lives as possible. We are still a family and will always be loving, dedicated parents to Everly. We won't be commenting beyond this, and we thank you all in advance for respecting our family's privacy. Sending lots of love to everyone, Chan and Jenna." Of course, they met, they fell in love in 2006 when they did Step Up together, that movie. And then Channing popped the question in September of 2008 when they were vacationing in Maui. And then less than a year later, they got married in Malibu. And then 4 years later, they gave birth to their first and only child, their daughter, Everly Tatum. I saw this and here's the thing. I'm not even like, I know that every girl like thinks that Channing Tatum is so hot and they're obsessed with him. I'm not even a Channing Tatum person. Like, I don't even think he's that attractive to me. Now, I know most people do, but like, it's not that I am so invested in them because I think he's so hot and she's so beautiful. And like, it's one of those types of things.
Okay.
But they are one of those, or were one of those celebrity couples who have been together for such a long time. And this is like, just at least this week, this is like, or in the last couple of months, like three celebrity couples now that have announced that they're separating or getting divorced. You've got Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux who are separating. You have now Jenna and Channing. Also yesterday, you had Kendra. You had Kendra Wilkinson and the guy,
yeah, I forget his name.
And Hank Basket. And there's audio of her crying on Instagram talking about it.
Oh, you want to hear her crying?
Yes.
Okay.
10 years. I did everything I could. It wasn't good enough. I will always love him, and my heart will always remain open for him. I believed in forever. I really did. Guess it's just not meant to be. I'm so scared, but I have to get strong for my kids.
I just have...
So it sounds like he ended it then, like she wanted to stay with him?
I don't know.
Is that what we're getting
here?
I
think they came to a mutual understanding that it wasn't going to work out. There was cheating scandals with them and all kinds of stuff. But I just don't understand where... I feel, and I'm going to make this statement, I think, and I'm not married. You are, Joe. You're the only married person on the show.
Go ahead, I got something to say, too.
But I truly believe in this country that there is a war on marriage. I feel like...
A war?
Statistics show, yes... 50% of marriages are ending in divorce. You have every single thing coming at you to tempt you, to try to get you to cheat, to make you feel like your marriage isn't worth saving or worth working on. I feel like too many people are getting married thinking that divorce is an option. And I know that I haven't ever been married and that I can't, I hear about how hard it is and everything. And I haven't actually been in those shoes. So at least I'm being honest with you about that. But I do know that when I get married, I'm getting married once, and I'm getting married with the intention of, you know, believing that divorce is never an option. I feel like divorce is 50-50. You get divorced, you each get half of something, but marriage is 100-100 because you each have to put 100% of everything that you've got into that marriage, or it is absolutely bound to fail. And I don't understand this, like, well, we really love each other and we're still such good friends. Like, everybody is saying that as a statement as they're getting divorced, all of these celebrity couples. Number one, celebrity couples are setting the standard. They're setting the trend. You know what I mean? They shape the culture. Shape culture. So everybody
being
like,
it's okay
to get married for a couple years and then we're just going to be like, actually, just kidding, we're going to be friends. Like, do us a favor and never get married and then just date, because that's not what marriage is.
But if you're basing marriage on like celebrity couples, I think you're a dumbass or just an idiot, because listen, I shouldn't base you shouldn't base any of your life on any kind of celebrity person. Go ahead, Liv. What did you want to say?
I don't think people are basing on it, but whether you like it or not, celebrities are in the spotlight, and that popular culture culture is what shapes our culture and society
around us. No, pop culture does not shape marriage. You're both wrong if that's what you're saying.
But it shapes an idea. It shapes a culture. It shapes people's minds and their opinions without them knowing.
Yes, the way that all of these celebrity couples are casually announcing their divorces, they're making it look easy. They're making it look like, oh, but we're still best friends.
If you're struggling
in your marriage and you're seeing how easy it was for Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan Tatum to get a divorce, you're like, well, maybe it won't be so bad. Maybe it would be easier to throw in the towel instead of work on it.
I know. I get what you're saying. 50% of marriages
end in divorce. You're wrong if you don't think there's a war on marriage in this country.
All right, stop war on marriages. I feel like I'm on a debate show right now. That's not true. Marriages, divorce have always been up, though. I don't think that's just a recent thing in the past 10, 15, 20 years of entertainment or pop culture. I think people don't have an actual idea. Listen, let me talk about my marriage, and I'm not going to go too in-depth in it out of respect for my wife, Lindsay, but it's more me than her. But we've had issues when we were even dating. Like, when we were engaged, I'll talk about it right now. We had a conversation one weekend. Rings were off. Like, she took off her engagement ring. Like, we were done. And we sat and talked for, like, 6 hours. And you question everything about that relationship. And then you break it down and you boil it down to the core thing. It's like, okay, listen, I don't know what marriage is because I didn't grow up. My dad was around every now and then. My parents weren't even married. So I don't really know what a true marriage is. I wasn't surrounded by that. Nobody was in my family. I'm just like a broken home kind of a thing. So I don't know what that is. So when I have an argument or disagreement with my wife, which is part of a relationship and part of a marriage, I'm like, oh, that's it. It's over. And you want to throw it out. And I think a lot of people don't have they're set up where they didn't have that and they didn't realize what it really is supposed to be. So they assume, hey, we're done. We got to end it. And I think back in the day, though, I really respect your value now of like, I'm not, no matter what, I'm going to make this happen. Even if my husband cheats on me, I'm going to have to forgive him and I'm going to find a way to get through it or whatever it might be. That's how it should be, because people think, oh, there's this one problem. It's over. And it bothers me. I don't understand, unless there's abuse in a relationship, I don't understand how like a couple can not try to work it through and not work it out. And that's the thing that gets me. So I don't know. I don't want to share too much of my personal stuff, but I know that being married even 2.5 years, we've had moments in there where it's like, I'm sure my wife has wanted to leave me. But she hasn't, because she's a strong woman and she knows we got to work through this and you got to give him a chance to be a better man.
Right. Do you agree that there is a war on marriage in this country? Do you think that there is a problem and an epidemic growing amongst us? 317-239-1009. Also, you can comment on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. We'll talk to you next.